Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. And on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like acoustic sessions here on this show, especially live ones on Easter morning. And this one's being brought to you with support from Bankers Title, handling your commercial and residential closings. Call Carol Butler at 409-7614. Bankers Title, integrity, security, and excellence. And also with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com for more information. And joining me here in the studio at long last, Mr. Michael Lilly. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Good morning, Hunter.
Good morning to you, and happy Easter to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
What would you like to play for us here before we get to talking?
Well, I'll start off with one that I wrote with a guy that you're probably well familiar with, Jimmy LaFave.
Oh, yeah.
We lost a couple years ago.
We played something from him a little bit earlier this morning.
Well, good. This is a song we wrote. It was actually, I lived in Austin for a while, but before I moved there, hung out there quite a bit, and it's on a record of mine, and it's called Don't Have to Love You Anymore.
Excellent. Here's Michael Lilly here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Left my heart rearranged. This was the best thing you could do. Now I'm certain that we're through. I didn't really want to know, but it helped me let you go. I could see it in your eyes. I shouldn't be surprised. The dice will roll. But you chose another. I don't have to love you anymore. Nobody's right, nobody's wrong. It's just my time for moving on. Though you and I will never be, there's still a little left of me. If you were here with me tonight, there'd be a different song I'd write. With every color of the wheel, everything I'd ever feel for you inside. But you chose another. I don't have to love you anymore. Though I know that you're not mine, I'll see you round from time to time. And letting go is not so bad of a love you've never had. Sometimes the best things that we do can turn another's world so blue. Now I think I know what it means to let you go. The spotlight hits my eyes, tell myself another lie, on with the show. 'Cause you chose another, and I don't have to love you. You chose another. Never be my lover. You chose another. Don't have to love you anymore. Don't have to love you anymore.
Oh, wow. Michael Lilly here on Hunter at Sunrise. It's so good to have you back.
Man, it's good to be back. Thank you.
It's been a good while. I can't even remember. It must have been, gosh, we were in another building and stuff, and we were up on the fifth floor of some building in downtown Norfolk when you were last on the show.
It was last century, for sure.
It was the last century, I think. You're right. It's been a while. And so much has happened. Are you still with the Sherpas? I know Tom Prasanna Rao has had some medical issues that...
Yes. We are still the Sherpas, and you're right about Tom's medical issues. I actually got to see him last Monday.
How is he doing? Maryland.
He's doing well. He's recovering and taking it slow. You know, he's probably about 4 weeks into his treatment now with a mm-hmm. couple left, and he's very positive and looking strong and taking good care of himself, and we all just, of course, have great hopes and prayers that he's going to pull through, and then after that part, that we'll be back to playing some music together, you know, but first we just want him to get healthy.
Yeah, and do you talk much with the other gentleman in the group, Tom Kimmel?
Yeah, actually, Tom, I just saw Tom. He came out. We had actually booked some Sherpas and SGGL shows together, which mm-hmm. we generally do around April of every year, because I know you had a birthday yesterday. Happy birthday!
Oh, thank you.
And I had one about a week ago.
Happy birthday!
Thank you. That wasn't a prompt. Tom Prasanna Rao and I were born on the exact same day.
Really?
A few hours apart.
Interesting.
Same year.
In the same year?
Yeah, same, like a few hours apart, you know.
Literally. Wow.
And
That's unusual.
Opposite sides of the world. And so around April the 11th, you know, we turned 50 the same mm-hmm. day, and then 60, and we've always booked some shows together mm-hmm. to play on our birthdays. And this year we had three or four shows booked. With the Sherpas and SGGL, the band from Charlottesville that I play with. And, of course, Tom being sick, he wasn't able to you know, play on these shows. So Tom Kimmel came. So I opened the shows as a duo instead of the whole Sherpas. And so I see Tom Kimmel, you know, pretty regularly.
Good.
We you know, go way back and spend a lot of time adventuring together on whitewater trips and writing songs. And I just spent a week down at his place in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Right.
So, yeah, I, you know, I'm very close touch with those guys.
Well, if you see Tom Prasanna Rao, please wish him our best.
I sure will.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen him in a while, but what a great singer-songwriter.
Incredible, and yeah.
He's amazing. And also, since you were last here, unfortunately, Robin Thompson passed away. I was so sad. I was so sad when that happened. And you were good friends with him and with Louis McGee in the famous Unknowns. And that was sad to have happen.
That was tough, man. I mean, you know, I still think about Robin all the time. In fact, I got to see Vicky last week. She came to our show in Richmond, mm-hmm. Robin's wife. And man, that was one that, you know, Robin had been sick and then recovered and had about 8-10 years, you know, where he was back to full force and, you know, just singing like nobody's business and writing. And it sort of snuck back up on him. And we had an incredible show up there in Richmond as a tribute to him, with a ton of people came out, John Carroll, Kyle Davis, all the Good Humor guys. And mm-hmm. that was a really special day. And Louis McGee and I got to participate. Mm-hmm. And really just one of those really special days to honor his music and what a great guy he was. And I learned a lot from Robin. He was quite a guy.
He was. He was quite a regular here on this show. He came down here a lot, and whenever he had a new record or something, he would come down and play on the show. He liked to rib me and say, you know, you were I was your first person you ever interviewed, which was true.
Is that right?
Yeah, I was in college, and I was doing the college radio station thing, and he came down to the studio, and I interviewed him. It was the first interview I've ever done.
His first interview?
No, it was my first
interview. Your first interview, wow.
I'm sure it wasn't his first interview, I'm sure.
You know, I met him when I was a kid. I was working, you know, three blocks from here at Ramblin' Conrad's on Hampton Boulevard.
Oh, yeah.
And Robin and his band, I was probably 15 or 16, and Robin's band came down to play at King's Head. And they all strolled into the store after soundcheck one day, and I was, you know, like, wow, those guys are rock stars, you know. And met him a little bit, and then a few years later opened for him on an acoustic show, and he invited me to play guitar with him. And that was the beginning of our friendship. But, yeah, he's, you know, and Robin, nobody could sing like that, man. He just... he would roll out from a napper or something and just wake up and have that voice.
Yeah.
You know, when you try to cover one of his songs, you're either going to have to change the key or
right.
sort of edit the melody a little bit to yeah. hit some of those notes. He's yeah. an incredible singer.
So what are you up to as an individual artist? Are you recording right now or anything like that?
Yeah, actually. Well, you mentioned the Sherpas, and last fall, the three of us got together at our mutual friend Kelly Murphy's house. She was kind enough to offer her place in Hampton, and we hunkered down there for a week and wrote 7 new songs.
Oh, great.
In 5 days, which felt amazing and productive, and they're songs that we actually liked and just woke up every morning, put the coffee on, and didn't stop till we had something. And our plan was to be recording that record now. You know, this was before Tom was diagnosed with cancer and had his surgery. So we have those sitting there waiting to be recorded. But I've got another recording project that's probably 75 or 80% done that I'm scheduling now to finish up this summer with a guy in San Diego named Andy Lund.
Oh, okay.
And I worked at Taylor Guitars for quite a while out there, and Andy was a colleague and friend. We had a duo called Man from Tuesday.
Okay.
And these were songs that we wrote, some individually and some together, and have been working on that project for quite a while. And then I moved away, so it kind of got put on pause for a little bit. But we're to the point now where I think we're closing in on it. And we just booked some studio time in July in Colorado. And we're going to finish that record up. So, yeah, there's, you know, fun stuff on the horizon.
Good. Excellent.
Sherpas and Man from Tuesday. And then hopefully, you know, more after that.
We're talking with Michael Lilly here on Hunter at Sunrise, and we do have this up live on Facebook right now. If you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends here this morning. What else would you like to do for us?
Well, let's see. Change guitars. That was a little nylon string guitar. I'm going to grab the steel string and throw a capo on.
Your guitar playing, by the way, is amazing. Oh, I just want you to know.
Thank you.
I mean, how long have you been playing the guitar?
Oh, let's see. Well, like I said, I just had a birthday, so now I have to add a year to that. It's a math quiz, really. 49 years?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, 49 years.
Oh, my gosh, since you were very young.
I was 12, and so no counting. But, you know, it's funny. When I think about guitar, and this is it feels like the more I learn, the more there is to learn. Because it's such an endless well of styles, tunings, chord shapes, scales, you know. I hung out with our friend Lewis McGee yesterday at his house. And,
oh, yeah.
And we were just talking about how much we love guitars and playing guitar. And, you know, I took a lesson in Nashville a few weeks ago from an incredible player named Guthrie Trapp. And it's just inspiring to be around people that are just eating up with it, you know. And since I've left my day job a year ago and I've had more time to play, I picked up the lap steel and trying to learn the frail, the banjo a little more, and incorporating those in writing and playing. And,
oh, wow.
And it's just fun to, you know, be having played this long, but still, you know, people say, well, why would you take a guitar lesson? It's like, are you kidding me? There's so much stuff, you know, to learn.
I bet.
It feels like it's such a finite instrument, really, in some ways. You got 6 strings and, you know, 14 frets.
Right.
But man, it's just, there's so many great players. And of course, now with the worldwide interweb, you can get on there and just
hear. I'm sure many ways to play it.
Many ways to play. You know, I think about players like Michael Hedges and guys that came along and just started doing things that nobody had done before.
You know,
I watched Jeff Beck play electric guitar and the things that he's still doing, you know, at age 72 now or something. And it just even seems like he's getting better. You know, and there's people that you just would have otherwise never heard of without now the internet that helps get, you know, unknown artists out there. And I think there's this Instagram thing. I think it's called Guitar Stars or something. And I'll just, you know, click on some person I've never heard of or never seen. And it's usually a young person. And they just blow my mind. It's like, wow, what are they doing? You know, with these crazy tapping harmonics. And it's really cool. It's inspiring to see that so many people are still taking the instrument to new places.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is this song you're going to play for us?
This is a one called Making Up My Mind. It's on a record called Never Home to Stay. And speaking of just weird little tricks, I've got 2 capos on.
Oh, my.
Which kind of gives you kind of an alternate tuning without retuning.
Interesting.
And one's on the, I know we're on radio here, so it's one's on the 7th fret, one's way up on the 9th fret.
Interesting. It's Michael Lilly here on Hunter at Sunrise.
tweak this just a little.
Making up my mind, I'm just gonna change it anyway. Back and forth again, my thoughts are like the wind. I'm touching down, but never home to stay. Afraid to go too fast, I hate to go so slow. Sick of sticking around, but not quite set to go. I do the best I can, play the same old hand, and watch my indecision run the show. Well, I'm afraid to turn the wrong way. I have chosen to be still, 1 foot on either side of the tracks. There's a river full of choices, but I'm thirsty for the will to make one with my heart and not look back. What if I say yes, then I want to say no? My old friend may be still the safest place to go. I do the best I can, play the same old hand, watch my indecision run this show. Well, second guess myself, the only way I'm able to decide. Crossroads waiting on my ride. Well, I'm afraid to turn the wrong way. I've chosen to be still, 1 foot on either side of the tracks. And there's a river full of choices, but I'm thirsty for the will, just to make one with my heart and not look back. It's a waste of time, making up my mind, I'm just gonna change it anyway. Back and forth again, my thoughts are like the wind, touching down but never home. Just gonna change it in every way.
Wow.
Thank you.
Michael Lilly here on Under at Sunrise. What a beautiful song. Great song.
Well, thank you.
Now, you were telling me that you were going to be playing somewhere this afternoon, and people can actually come down and see you.
Yeah, yeah. Just around the corner, actually.
Kind of a free gig, right?
Free gig. And like John Belushi said, don't cost nothing. it's at Hank's Filling Station, 4301 Collie, I believe. 43rd and Collie, right around the road next to the Kogan's there.
And when do you start playing?
2 o'clock. It's a nice afternoon gig. They do music there on Saturdays and Sundays from 2 to 5.
Okay, so you're going to play from 2 to 5 this afternoon. I'm sure people would love to come down and probably check you out.
Well, it's an Easter gig, you know, so we'll see. Hopefully church and dinner and egg hunts and things like that are let out by then. And I think, you know, they get a nice weekend crowd, and it looks like it's going to be a a really nice cooperative weather day too. So
you do
because it's outdoors.
You do a lot of traveling these days, don't you?
I do. You know, I kind of always have. It's funny. I mean, even with my day job that I had at Taylor, my territory in the sales capacity was Canada. So I was up in Canada half of the year every year for about 8 years. And then still doing gigs and trying to take some fun trips and a few adventure trips, you know, kayaking and such. And so, yeah, I play up in Charlottesville and D.C. a lot, try to go to Nashville. I'm going to Austin next week.
Oh, okay.
I was telling my sister the other day, people say, how was your trip? And I go, which trip? You know, it's all kind of one.
It's all kind of one trip.
It really is. You're packing, you're unpacking. And I've just been moving around a little bit in an RV.
Yeah,
for about 7 or 8 months, but have been back here in Virginia since December. Mm-hmm. Probably going to head west again in June, I think. So,
if you had a town, would you want to say your hometown was? What is your hometown?
Well, Norfolk is my hometown. I was born in Norfolk, and I have so many old friends here, you know, and mm-hmm. family still. A couple of nieces and a brother and a sister, and so definitely Norfolk. But you know, it's funny. I mean, when I lived in Nashville, it really felt like home to me. I made so many great friends. In and out of the music business, but there's so much musical support there. Mm-hmm. And I was in Aspen in the 80s, and that was kind of my first, you know, I was 24 years old, I think, and that felt like home too. You know, I just made so many great, great friends that have remained lifelong friends. We were all in our young 20s and out in the world, sort mm-hmm. of for the first time on our own and in a bit of a playground,
right.
Skiing and partying and playing music and so, yeah, I'm very lucky that way. And then Austin, too, feels very much like home to me.
Yeah.
Again, because of more the people, you know,
right.
and the friends I've made there over the years.
Yeah. We're talking with Michael Lilly here on Hunter at Sunrise, and I think we got time for just one more.
All right.
If you want to squeeze it in here, it would be cool. And by the way, we're still up on Facebook Live. If you see it, go ahead and put it in, share it with your friends so they can see it.
To a little double drop D tuning.
Here's Michael Lilly here on Hunter at Sunrise.
It's called Before You Know. Pitch black skies, sad goodbyes, the rocking of the train. Rolling down the London town in the Monday morning rain. We'll blow a kiss, you know I'll miss you. Baby, I must go. We'll dry your tears and rest your fears. I'll be back before you know. It takes so long. Time just takes its time. Well, daylight stars and nighttime crawls, and I misplace my mind. Somehow, even when I'm leaving, I never let it show that I adore you more and more. So I'll be back before you know. Well, you may think I'm restless, or you may wonder. I'm wild. Could it be I just got oats to sow? Well, I will kill your curiosity the best way I know how. When I fall back in your arms, before you know. Before you know.
Deep inside my heart I hide a quiet, tender sound, and only you can see clear through the wall that I built around it. And darling, trust me, our love must be simmering nice and slow. If you can hold on tight for one more night, I'll be back before you know. You may think I'm restless, you may wonder if I'm wild, or could it be I just got oats to sow? I will kill your curiosity the best way I know how. When I fall back in your arms, before you know. Before you know.
Wow.
Thank you.
Hunter at Sunrise here with Michael Lilly. I'll tell you, what a great, oh wow, what a great acoustic session this has been. And we really, really, really appreciate you coming down here to the studio this morning.
Well, I really appreciate you inviting me, man. It's been a long time, and I think we connected quite a while back, and you said, hey, you should do this. Now here we are. It's Easter Sunday.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
And you'll be at Hank's Filling Station this afternoon from 2 until 9.
2 to 5.
Oh, excuse me.
2 to 9.
Well, let's do 2 to 9. I want to hear yeah, 2 just, to 9. Let's do it.
I'm going to have to call some friends if we're going 2 to 9.
2 to 5, excuse me.
That's fine. And then, yeah, I'll be there as well, I think May 26th, so about another month out as well. So,
oh, good,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Well, you can come here anytime you want.
Well, that's
as far
thank
as
you,
I'm
man.
Concerned, Michael.
What are you doing tomorrow? Thank you.
Well, I really appreciate you coming down, and I wish you the best, and I hope you guys get together with the Sherpas again and put out another record. That would be cool.
Well, thank you, man. I think we're going to, and thanks again for having me. It's been really, really fun.
Excellent. Michael Lilly here on Hunter at Sunrise. And